Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, listen, it's been one year since President Trump has been elected president. If you remember, we were concerned.
Wasn't too good.
We were concerned. It was, you know, it's last 8 years, the administration has not been the best 8 years for this nation. And that's been a lot of prayers going up, a lot of prayers saying, Lord, have mercy. And God did have mercy. So much has changed. And we've been trying to do our best to share with you so that you can be encouraged, because really, President Trump is the answer to your prayers. It's God having mercy on this nation. If you remember, I mean, the Constitution was under assault. Christians were under assault. We had a porous borders. People were coming in. I mean, we have video of the border agent saying, hey, what's the use? They're coming in anyway. Over 400,000 radical jihadists have come through the borders at least in the last 8 years. We have all these things that were happening. Antagonistic relationship with Israel, financed abortions that were happening all over the world, taxpayer-financed abortions happening all over the world. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of things. And this is just skims the top. You know, you had a mandate with the Obamacare that religious organizations and companies had to provide contraceptive, which this was a mandate. Mm-hmm. And Hobby Lobby wound up taking them to court, risking being fined $1 million per day, Steve. Mm-hmm. $1 million per day. And they won, but we want you to see, and we want you to be encouraged as we celebrate together the anniversary of the election of President Donald Trump, just so you can see and be encouraged, how did all of this unfold? Watch this.
What Trump did was, Trump was risen up as the door was closing and judgment was coming on America, and we were heading down that road where our economy would have absolutely spiraled out of existence. And God put a mercy visit instead. He put a hard-nosed, prophetic Cyrus who stands there at the door and says, no, there's going to be an extension of peace and grace on America.
Whoever gets in, people are going to say, what?
I don't want to sound overly melodramatic, but this is probably the most astonishing night of American politics.
I have been looking around the room at people who are stone-faced. Some of them have been crying.
How did this happen? What? What is going on? What?
But the Lord showed me in this particular night vision, this dream, we were in this courtroom. The evil one was on trial. And the prosecutor looks at us and says, he's going to get convicted. And then all of a sudden, he turns back towards the judge. And as soon as he turns to the judge, the gavel comes down. And the entire courtroom begins to feel like slices of gold, thin slices of gold, just started raining down in the courtroom nonstop. And he turns around to us. You can't even see across the courtroom. He points at us and says, I told you it was coming. When God deals with the evil one, the resources get released. There's going to be great resources coming.
We will be protected by God.
The name of Jesus got more attention that day than any inauguration I can ever remember.
In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Your heavenly Father, respectfully in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Glory to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, may my right hand forget its skill.
And this is the breakthrough year. Breakthroughs. There's that word breakthrough again.
The Lord told me there's a year of incredible breakthroughs coming to us. Long-awaited victories for us.
I am here tonight to deliver a message of unity and strength. And it is a message deeply delivered from my heart.
Well, I think the president, it's no secret, has made it very clear that he's a pro-life president. He wants to stand up for all Americans, including the unborn. And I think the reinstatement of this policy is not just something that echoes that value, but respects taxpayer funding as well, and ensures that we're standing up not just for life of the unborn, but for also taxpayer funds that are being spent overseas to perform an action that is contrary to the values of this president. I think continue to further illustrate, not just to the folks here in this country, but around the world, what a value we place on life.
Life is winning again. In America.
What I hear most often as I travel the country
are five words that never, ever fail to touch my heart. That's, I am praying for you. I hear it so often. I am praying for you, Mr. President. Our republic was formed on the basis that freedom is not a gift from government, but that freedom is a gift from God. For us here in Washington, we must never, ever stop asking God for the wisdom to serve the public according to his will.
The alliance between Israel and America has always been extremely strong. It's about to get even stronger.
One of the big issues is the embassy Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. How important is it to repair this relationship, and what about that move of the embassy?
It's repaired.
It's repaired already?
It got repaired as soon as I took
within 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's repaired.
I've known the president and I've known his family and his team for a long time. And there is no greater supporter of the Jewish people and the Jewish state than President Donald Trump. I think we should put that to rest.
He proceeded to ask me, who did President Truman lean on to help get the Jews back in the Holy Land? I said, General Eisenhower. The Lord said to me, I have raised up Trump, and I am also giving him generals to help defend my people, the Jews, to keep them in their homeland. What was will be again.
We are also taking strong measures to protect our nation from radical Islamic terrorism. A quote by the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. In 1955, he told the world, we are determined to work and fight until justice runs down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream. Each American generation passes the torch of truth, liberty, and justice in an unbroken chain all the way down to the present. That torch is now in our hands, and we will use it to light up the world.
I dare not trust the sweetest flame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand.
Amazing. Oh my goodness, isn't this
powerful
so
when
encouraging?
You look back on it. Yeah.
Because we didn't know how this thing was going to go. Previous 8 years was not good for Christians, for the Constitution, for Israel, for a lot of things. And, you know, we just cried out to the Lord. And it was mercy. I mean, it really was mercy. But when you think about in 9 months, President Trump has cut more regulation in 9 months, Steve, than any U.S. president in all of their terms. Some of these presidents are served 8 years.
And it's important to know that how that regulation has impeded growth, like you were talking about.
Oh, yeah, it cuts, you know, just messes up when they're trying to do a bridge. It could take up to 20 years. So all that red tape is gone. You know, he banned the funding of overseas abortions that we were paying through our tax dollar that many of us had no idea was going on.
Which was the Mexico City policy. And it's just, that was one of the first things he did.
Amazing.
It's beautiful.
Also, the stock market has reached an all-time high, 61 times.
Wow.
It's just amazing. But one of the things that he has done has been pro-Christian, pro-life, pro-ministers. In fact, we're going to take you straight into the White House right now, where you're going to see the signing, the proclamation of what President Trump did when Hurricane Harvey happened. He signed it, for there to be a national day of prayer. And I want you to see what the ministers gathered in the Oval Office had to say. Watch this.
Evangelical leaders, Christian leaders, many people of faith, and I just want to thank you all for being with us today, because we're going to be signing a day of prayer, and that'll be on Sunday. It'll be a very special day, and
I don't know when this was done last, but it's been a long time ago. Yes. Is that a correct statement?
Right.
It's been a long time ago. So I'm going to sign it, and then a few of the folks will say a few words, and Pastor Jeffress will say a prayer for not only the people so affected, mm-hmm. so horribly affected by Hurricane Harvey, but for the people of our nation, and in fact, the people of our world.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. So this is going to all of you. Get one of them. Would somebody like to say a word or two to these very lovely people gathered before us?
Mr. President, please. We want to thank you for your leadership and for declaring this day of prayer that we desperately need in our nation. I was talking with some of the faith leaders on the ground in Houston today who are diligently working to not only rescue and help recover and restore these families, and they commented on the great cooperation that they're experiencing both from the local, state, and federal levels. And they wanted to send their heartfelt gratitude to you and to all of your team for the difference we're making in these people's lives. So thank you for your leadership.
Thank you very much. It's very nice.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you. Well,
Mr. President, I think it goes without saying that in a moment like this, we all come together as Americans. We all bow to Almighty God. We ask for His grace and His mercy over those who are affected. And we thank you, the Vice President, and your entire team, FEMA, everything you're doing to deploy every resource of government to help those who have been affected. And most of all, Mr. President, we thank you for acknowledging that ultimately it is God who is the source of our unity as Americans. And I thank you for issuing this proclamation today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Mr. President, people of faith of all backgrounds know that prayer changes things. And a great work is done by anyone who calls a nation to prayer. And so we want to give you thanks for calling us to prayer, because no matter where we are and whatever, across whatever spectrum, we know that prayer changes things and it unites a nation. So thank you, sir, for uniting our nation and calling us to prayer.
Thank you. I just want to add that in our community, we have been praying. We started a 40-day fast for the healing of America and the sovereign protection of God. There's some things that we have to make, not diminishing your office, but an appeal to a higher source. We've got to look to heaven. He will empower us, strengthen you, and give you wisdom.
Thank you.
Amen. Bless you.
Thank you. Don't be shy. What are you, since when are you shy?
I'm not shy, Mr. President. Mr. President, this is a great moment. The country has a lot of challenges. You know that as president. To ask the country to turn back to God, to pray, is just an incredible thing for a president to do. I guess George Washington was the first one to do it. A lot of Americans may have forgotten that the country was built on a moral idea in the second paragraph of the Declaration of Independence. I know you know it. All men are created equal, endowed by their creator, that's God, with certain inalienable rights, among these the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That's what makes us a shining city on a hill that you're the honored president of, and reminding the American people of that is an amazing thing.
Well, thank you very much. It's very nice. Appreciate it.
They're helping one another, and we appreciate your exampling and going tomorrow to show presence. We call something called a ministry of presence. Sometimes it just means something to be there for people, and I appreciate you already having been there, and you're going again. I just deeply appreciate that, and it shows a connection with the people that is so needed. And so I just personally want to say thank you.
Thank you very
much. On behalf
much.
Of Southern Baptists and Americans.
Amen.
Very
thank
nice.
You, Mr. President.
Thank you.
Pastor Paula?
I just thank you, sir, for calling our nation to God, and it's been an honor to not only know you for 16 years, but to serve with your faith leaders, and to say that you always have put God first, and you challenge us and continue to challenge us as you lead us. We thank you for your personal works, and this, I believe, is a new beginning for us.
That's
that
right.
As we look forward, we are going to see great things come. Thank you for
thank
this
you,
unprecedented.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you.
Pastor Jeffress?
Yes.
Prayer?
Let's pray together, may we?
Yes.
Father, your word says, if your people who are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and seek your face, you will forgive their sins and heal their land. Father, I thank you that we have a president, President Donald Trump, who believes in the power of prayer. We thank you for a vice president like Vice President Pence, who works alongside of him. And we thank you that the president had the wisdom to call our nation right now for a day of prayer this coming weekend. Father, this is what we need. We pray for healing for our country. Yes. We pray for physical healing for those who have suffered the devastation from Hurricane Harvey. Father, be with them. Provide for their needs. Help us to be the embodiment of Jesus Christ as we minister to them. But Father, we also want to pray for spiritual healing, emotional healing for our country. This country has been bitterly divided for decades upon decades, and now you have given us a gift. President Donald Trump, who wants to bring healing to this country, and he is bringing healing to this country. And I pray that you would give him and Vice President Pence the wisdom they need to truly make our country the country you want us to be. We want America to be great again. And we can know that America can only be great if as America is good. And we know we have a president who wants to make America good. I pray your blessing upon him, the First Lady, their family. Give them wisdom as they seek to honor you. And we pray this in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who came and died and rose again, that we might have eternal life. It's in his name that we pray. Amen.
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 That's beautiful. Thank you very
much. Thank you so much. Love you.
This is so encouraging, because Mary Colbert, Dr. Colbert's wife, who's, I believe, on this advisory board, said that President Trump wants to be known as the most praying president. And I don't think we've ever seen anything like this before. I mean, you think about all the things that have happened in this nation since he's been elected. But it's not just in the country, Steve. It's around the world. He's built up the stock. The stock market has broken all records. He's built up the military. He's restoring America's leadership all around the world. When he goes to NATO, he's telling them, listen, you guys have to pay your bills. We're not going to pay it anymore. You have France's leader, Macron, just literally pushing nations out the way just so he can stand next to our president, your president, who, you know, was elected. And also, you have Nikki Haley at the United Nations saying, listen, we're going to straighten this whole thing out. You know, we are not going to be throwing Israel over the cliff. And speaking of Israel, restoring the relationship with Israel. Remember, it was an antagonistic type relationship, literally, practically poking the apple of God's eye. And if you curse Israel, you're going to be cursed. But if you bless Israel, you will be blessed. And within moments of President Trump's election, that relationship with Israel, the United States, who's always been there, always tight, was restored just instantly that quick. But I want you to think about, in 100 years, we've had the first, think about this, pro-Christian president, pro-minister, pro-constitution, pro-borders, pro-America, pro-military, pro-life. This is a wonderful, wonderful time to celebrate the election of President Donald Trump and what God's going to do with this nation. Listen, we're coming to the end of the program. We want to close this out in prayer with you. And let's just join together as we do. Lord, we just thank you, God, just for what you're doing, Lord, in our country. We thank you for the life, the ministry, the legacy of Billy Graham, Lord, for the souls that have come into the kingdom and for this mantle that's going to fall upon our nation for evangelism, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for the President of the United States, Donald Trump. We thank you for mercy on America. We thank you for his stance, Lord, for the Constitution and for life and for Christianity, Lord, and for America and for Israel. Dear God, we ask you to do every program, end abortion, send revival, and send the third great awakening in this land. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for watching.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.